Merry Christmas, everyone. I pray that you and your families have a blessed, joy-filled, and wonder-filled Christmas throughout all these days. And it's that gift of wonder, the gift of wonder especially, that I pray for you. That, I mean, when's the last time you sat and actually, like, wondered about something? We hear the shepherds, they saw this Christ child, and they went away in amazement. They went away filled with wonder. Mary, having witnessed all these things, she pondered them in her heart. She held them there in wonder. And so I pray that these Christmas days with you, your families, are ones in which you're given the gift of wonder. And wonder especially of what God has chosen to do on this day. Jesus, when he taught the crowds, the great crowds that would come to him, he would most often teach his deepest truths that he wanted to teach the crowds in the simplest of parables. And there's a parable that's a couple centuries old, written by Soren Kierkegaard, known as The King and the Maiden. Suppose there was a king who loved a humble maiden. And this king was like no other king. For everyone trembled before his power and before his majesty. He was a good king, though just, and no one dared breathe the word against him, for he had the strength to crush all his opponents if he so desired. Yet this mighty king was melted by the love for a humble maiden, a peasant girl that he desired to be his bride. Yet how could he declare his love and reveal his love for her? Because you see, in an odd way, his very kingliness, it tied his hands. Him being a king, and the sort of king he was, it tied his hands. For if he had her brought to him, if he had this fair maiden brought to his royal and glorious palace, and he gave a crown of jewels upon her head, and he exchanged her rags for royal robes, surely she wouldn't resist. No one could dare resist him. But would she love him? Would she actually love him? Or would she love just instead the fine things that she would receive from him? She would say she loved him, of course, but would she truly? And if he instead went to her, if he rode to her forest cottage in his royal carriage, with the armed escort and the banners waving along as he went, that would just simply overwhelm her. And it would leave her essentially no choice. And he didn't want to crush her freedom. He didn't want this cowering subject, because what he wanted a bride. He wanted a lover. He wanted an equal to him, to whom he could reveal his love and hope to win over her love. For it is only in love that the unequal can be made equal. Nor would it work, of course, to simply just disguise himself and pretend for a little while to be like her, to be a peasant. Just to pretend that for a little while. Because no genuine love is ever born of deception, only of truth. And so the king knew what he must do. So he removed his crown. He stripped himself of all royal garments, and he took upon himself the life of a peasant. He didn't just appear poor and dress poor. It was no mere disguise. He chose instead to become poor, to live poor, and to eventually die poor. He descended to the place of a servant, and he renounced his glorious throne to reveal his love and to win the greatest and the most beautiful treasure he had ever set his eyes upon, which was the maiden, her heart, her love. He did all of this to reveal the depths of his love for her and in hopes of winning her love in return. Everyone, I trust that you can see that this parable is ultimately what we are celebrating this morning. It's the incredible and wonder-filled mystery of Christmas. Christmas, which is God's dramatic gesture of love, his dramatic action of love to his bride, which is humanity, the church. He chose to become one of us, truly, to be born into our poverty, to live and to die poor, like you and like me. But why? Why did he do this? So that he might reveal the depths of his love for us, and not just that, but that he might win the greatest and the most beautiful treasure he created and that he has ever set his eyes upon. We hear in these Christmas accounts of how the glorious angels would show up singing in the sky. But you know, even the most glorious of all the angels, God didn't choose to become an angel, and he didn't die for a single angel. But he chose to become one of us. He chose to win our hearts and to die for you, so that he might win that which only you can give to him. He will not forcibly take it, but to win only what you can freely give to him, which is your heart, it's your love. Someone once asked Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and she repeated it again when she received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. But someone originally had asked her a couple years before, "Mother, what's the greatest poverty you've ever seen?" And you remember Mother Teresa, she worked and gave her life in conditions and to people who live in poverty, which we simply can't even imagine. But they asked her, "What's the greatest type of poverty you've ever seen?" And she said, "It's not any physical poverty. It's a spiritual poverty." She said, "The greatest poverty is that of truly being unwelcomed, uncared for, and unloved." And if you're wondering where this morning God desires to be born anew within your heart and within mine, it's precisely in that area, in any area within you in which there's any sense of being unwelcomed, uncared for, and unloved, because it's those greatest areas of poverty. And it's that which Jesus wants to take on. He wants to enter in there and be born anew precisely there. Our God, our mighty, powerful God, who is the King of the whole universe, he is born among us this day. He's become one of us in our poverty to reveal the depths of his love for us and to elicit a response from you. It's to elicit a response which is the greatest treasure that he desires, which is the offering of your heart, of your love, the offering of your entire life to him. May the Lord find in each of our hearts this day and throughout these days a warm welcome. May he be cared for there, and may he receive the entirety of our love above all else. Our God, our mighty God, is born among us this day as one of us. Come, all ye faithful, come and let us adore him.